Thank you, and good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson today. On this Black Friday morning, it is greener than ever for deer. John Deere looking forward to another strong year in 2023 based on positive farm fundamentals, fleet dynamics, and an increased investment in infrastructure. Those are the words of CEO John May. Deere and Company posted stronger than expected fourth quarter earnings and issued a robust near-term outlook as the heavy equipment maker continues to capitalize on surging farm demand and firming prices. Deere says earnings for the 3 months ending in October, fiscal fourth quarter, up 80% from the same period a year ago. Looking into the end of the 2022 fiscal year, Deere said it sees net income of between $8.5 billion, up from its prior forecast of $7 to $7.4 billion. Ukraine's grain exports have gotten off to a slow start after the UN brokered deal extended last week. Since the agreement was extended, no more than 5 ships a day have departed Ukraine. Did you scoop up some cranberry dishes yesterday? Well, cranberry growers in the U.S. expect to see bumper crop this year. With the 2022 U.S. cranberry harvest wrapping up just in time for Thanksgiving, this year's crop forecast to be 5% larger than last year. Cranberry production is measured only in the states of Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Oregon, and New Jersey. The Japanese diet has approved an amendment of the beef safeguard mechanism within the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. What does that mean? Well, it could result in increased exports of beef from the U.S. to Japan.
An expanded opportunity to expand U.S. beef trade in our nation's second-largest beef export market. That is the expected outcome of a 3-year update of the beef safeguard mechanism within the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. The update, signed upon by both nations last June and approved earlier this week by Japan's Diet, is a 3-trigger mechanism. This would allow U.S. beef exporters to meet Japanese consumer demand and reduce the chance of higher tariffs being imposed by Japan. Dee Meyer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says while Japan is a consistent market for our nation's beef, the new mechanism will help counter a potential challenge to market access.
The dollar value and the slumping currency in Japan, that's going to be a challenge going forward, but excellent market.
Japan last year purchased almost $2.4 billion in U.S. beef products.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Looking forward to some awesome weather here. We'll check on the forecast, and we've got a look at the markets here in a moment. And we'll be right back with more Inside Agriculture right after this.